Coming up next on the Dart Network podcast, you'll meet Tom Kearns, a company driver in Dart's dedicated fleet. Tom was first introduced to the Dart Network in 1997, and recently, Tom experienced one of his greatest moments in trucking when he filled an opening in one of the military-wrapped trucks in the Dart fleet. Here's a preview.
The first time I got to drive that truck, I was going through Atlanta. This other trucker came flying up next to me. He had the train horn going off on his truck and just kept giving me the thumbs up just steady, and then yelling out his window, I love your truck, man. That was my first reaction of a person to seeing that truck on the trip home, 1,200 miles over a couple of days. And the amount of people that loved the truck was just amazing. It's just an honor to be able to drive it and for people to see it and for me to be able to show it to people and talk about it.
Welcome back to the Dart Network podcast. Thanks for connecting with us again on the Podwheels Network. In this edition of the podcast, you'll meet the newest member of Dart's military truck fleet, Tom Kearns. As you'll hear in our interview, Tom's family has established a strong connection with the military over several generations. When Tom learned that one of the military trucks in the Dart fleet had an opening, he sent in an application in the hope that he could pay tribute to his family's dedication to service to the preservation of freedom for our country. Podwheels Network executive producer Greg Thompson talked with Tom by phone in late May after he had finished his dedicated run for the day. In addition to learning about Tom's new ride, Greg discussed Tom's tremendous safety record. Over his 30-year career as a professional driver, Tom has now compiled more than 4 million safe driving miles. And now here's our conversation with Tom Kearns.
Tom Kearns now joins us on the Dart Network podcast. As you heard in the introduction, Tom is the newest member of Dart's military truck fleet. Tom, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So tell us about driving your military truck. Tell us about how it came together.
Well, I just saw the message over the PeopleNet. I answered it. Andrew contacted me and interviewed me over the phone. I guess he liked my answers.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because everybody in the Dart Network knows the military trucks have been around for 3 or 4 years. To be seated in one of the military trucks, you have to have a connection with the military. So what is your background? What is your history with the military?
Hey, well, I'm not actually a veteran. I do have two of my kids that are currently serving in the Navy in active duty. They're both deployed right now. My dad and his brother were also Navy. Their other brother was Army, and my grandfather was Army. My brother was Army. My father-in-law was Army. I know several of my cousins were Army and Marines, so I had a lot of family that were military.
Did you ever think about joining the military?
I did, but I had asthma when I was a kid, so I was not eligible.
I'm sure that was a disappointment for you at that time, but to have your kids follow in the family footsteps has to be a real point of pride for you. And now to have this truck to honor your family, talk to us a little bit about that.
I can't even describe the amount of pride I feel for my kids and them serving our country. And part of the reason I applied for the truck, I want to be able to honor them and my other military family for serving our country.
If you would, tell us a little bit about the truck, because there are two styles of military trucks out there. One with the Iwo Jima memorial on it, and the other has got the branches of the military service. Which one are you seated in?
Mine is 2017 Kenworth, and it has Iwo Jima symbol on both sides, service members raising the flag.
Well, Tom, as you know, you have one of the most iconic images in U.S. military history on the side of your truck. It occurred in World War II. Did your grandfather serve in World War II? And what's it like to have that on the side of your truck?
Yeah, my grandfather was in World War II in the Army. The attention I get with this on the side of my truck is just amazing. The people that react to it, everybody, they honk, they give me the thumbs up, and it's an honor and makes me feel a lot of pride.
Now, folks, some of you may have seen the video of Tom when he first got the truck in Atlanta. You had to go to Atlanta to pick it up. And I know from talking to you offline, you've been a dedicated driver who has been working primarily in Minnesota. You were able to go down there and get the truck. Tell us about that first ride, the first time you got up in the seat of the military truck and drove it across country. You had to be a pretty cool feeling to have that long run and get those first reactions.
The first time I got to drive that truck, I was going through Atlanta. This other trucker came flying up next to me. He had the train horn going off on his truck and just kept giving me the thumbs up just that he, and then yelling out his window, I love your truck, man. That was my first reaction of a person to seeing that truck on the trip home, 1,200 miles over a couple of days. And the amount of people that loved the truck was just amazing. It's just an honor to be able to drive it and for people to see it and for me to be able to show it to people and talk about it.
Tom, the thing about it is it speaks to people. It speaks to the pride that we have for those who serve, for those who protect us. Just as you know, with your son and your daughter who are in active duty with the Navy, just as your dad has done, just as your grandfather has done, just as your uncle has done, this is part of your family tradition. And to get that first reaction from a fellow driver had to be an awesome feeling for you.
It was an awesome feeling for me, but it was not as awesome as the reaction I got from my dad when he first saw it. He had a tear in his eye. He just said, "That's a beautiful truck."
Now, Tom, let's talk a little bit about your dad's experience with the truck. I'm sure that he knew you were getting the truck before you got it, right?
Actually, I didn't tell him.
You didn't tell him? Wow, okay. So
I did not tell him. I just told him I was going to get a new truck and then I'd be back in a week or so, and he did not know that I was getting this truck.
Okay. How did he first see the truck?
He actually came to my house for coffee.
Okay.
Sunday morning. He drove up, parked in the driveway, walked in the house, didn't even see the truck, and he parked right next to it. And I was like, "So what'd you think of the truck, Dad?" And he's like, "What truck?" I said, "Turn around and go back out there and look." We went back out in the rain, and he looked at the truck, and he said, "Wow, that is a beautiful truck."
And that produced some rain out of his eyes, is what you were just saying, right?
Yeah, you definitely see the emotion in his face.
I'm sure you've had a lot of great moments in trucking over your career, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You've been in trucking now for 30 years, but that had to be something that possibly topped them all, right? To see your dad, to be that proud of your ride and know how you're connected to the industry and how you are honoring the military, that had to be a cool moment.
It was very cool. It was one of my most memorable moments, I think, in trucking, and I've seen a lot.
Well, absolutely, and I mentioned it just a moment ago. Let's talk about your career. Started in 1990. What got you into trucking in the first place?
To be honest, it was the movie Smokey and the Bandit.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's seen that movie. What about Smokey and the Bandit spoke to you and trucking?
I loved the truck, and to be able to be high up and controlling something that big just caught my interest, and away we went.
So you got into it in 1990, so we're talking post-deregulation, but you've been in it a long time, and then you went from company driving to becoming an owner-operator, which is a whole other step in trucking. What inspired you to do that?
I guess I wanted to do it myself and see how it went. I ended up owning three different trucks. The first one I bought was a 92 Freightliner that had 600,000 miles on it when I bought it. I had that truck for about 3 years, put another I think it was 800,000 miles on it. Ended up trading that in on a brand new Peterbilt, which is a truck I still wish I had.
It's like somebody with a 65 Mustang, man. I wish I still had that thing, right?
Exactly.
So we're talking 95-ish when you first get in as an owner-operator. And then when did you find your way to Dart?
In 1997, I found Dart. I didn't know anybody there. I just drove by it one day, and the person I was leased on with was having some trouble, so I was kind of looking for something, and I just liked what they had to say, and I was trucking the next week with them.
Your relationship with Dart has spanned years, so there has to be something about Dart in this age when drivers, owner-operators are hopping from fleet to fleet, seems like week to week, during different times over the past 30 years. You've built a relationship with Dart. There has to be some reasons as to why you like it.
I've always had a good fleet manager, for one, and Dart gave me a lot of options of what I could do. I could run all 48 states, I could run regional, I could run local. Eventually, I switched to company. I've been a company driver for 10 years now with Dart. They've put me on an account, dedicated account, that actually gets me home every day, and I've been doing that for almost the whole 10 years I've been a company driver. I don't think I could have found that somewhere else.
Let's talk a little bit about your dedicated account. Who are you driving for in that account?
It's actually International Paper. So I haul corrugated cardboard.
I've talked to a lot of dedicated drivers over the years. What do you like about dedicated? Obviously, you're getting home in this situation every day. That's got to be a big plus.
What I like about it is that I start the same time every day. I'm done almost the same time every day. I see the same customers, so I've built relationships with the customers over the years. I just know what I'm going to be doing from day to day. I like that stability. I mean, even though, you know, driving over the road, you got travel and see the states and see everything. And I've done that by switching to the local dedicated and being able to be home every day. It's hard to describe, but yes, just see your family every day is just something that's priceless.
Exactly. You get your time out there on the road, as you said. As we get older, life changes and needs and wants change. And it sounds like, you know, DART has been able to work with you through all of that. And as you said, give you the options that meet your needs for different times of life.
Yes, they have.
Tom, I want to take a moment to talk about safety because you've been out there on the road for 30 years. And you told me something before we got started that just about blew my mind. You've got an incredible safety record. Tell us how many million safe miles you've driven and how have you done this?
Well, I've actually got just a hair over 4 million safe miles in.
Never
scratched a bumper.
4 million?
Yep.
Wow. In that time, and folks, knocking on my coffee table here, you haven't scratched a bumper, right? In that entire time?
Nope. Not one.
So what is your secret to safety?
Watch out for the other guy. That's the biggest thing. I can only control what I do and try to stay out of everybody else's way.
So if I did something right now that made you even more uncomfortable than doing this interview, which would be to put you in front of a DART orientation class, and I said, this gentleman has driven 4 million safe miles, and if you were in front of this orientation class, let's say most of them have been in the industry for anywhere from 1 to 5 years, so we're talking folks that don't have 30 years of experience, what would be some of the top tips that you would give them in addition to what you just shared about watching out for the other guy on the road?
The number one thing I tell them is to be patient. Take your time. There's no load that's worth getting in a rush and hurting yourself or somebody else. Another one was when the weather gets bad, I stop. I've found that over the years, been caught in snowstorms and I've tried to drive through them and I've been caught in snowstorms and I've stopped and I've gotten to my delivery at the same time. So I figured out that it doesn't pay to go through something like that. Be patient, park, wait for the storm to go by, then move on. Another thing is I never drive tired. That's probably one of the biggest safety tips I can tell you is don't drive tired because you'll make mistakes.
As you know, DART safety culture is such that the driver is the captain of the ship. So if you run into a situation, can you talk about the importance of being able to communicate with your fleet manager, being able to tell them, hey, this is what I'm seeing out here. And the fact that your fleet manager is going to listen to you and they're going to support you when you identify a safety risk.
That is one of the things I liked about DART is that they won't make you run if you don't think it's safe. Before I came to DART, I was with a company that they said, you run no matter what, no matter if you're tired, if it's storming out, if you can't see 10 feet in front of the truck, you get that delivery there. With DART, if the roads are bad, if it's raining, if I'm tired, if I don't feel well, as long as I communicate it to them, they don't have a problem. They'll reschedule my delivery if it needs to be rescheduled. They'll repower the load if I'm sick. They do whatever they can to help you.
So Tom, as you know, with your 30 years of experience in the industry, you know that the most important thing to do on each run is to get home safely. And these days, with your dedicated route, you're able to get home every night. And when you're home, your military truck is parked in your driveway. Talk about your dedication to safety. Talk about the feeling of having that military truck right there in your driveway. There's no better endorsement of safety of getting home than that.
Yeah, being able to drive home every day in that truck and have that sitting in my driveway right underneath my American and Navy flag, be able to look at that and know that I safely made it through another day, come home and see my family, can think of no better feeling.
Tom, you just mentioned a couple of things as we wrap up this edition of the DART Network podcast that I want to touch on. You talked about being home and your Navy flag. I wanted to ask you, I know your kids are deployed serving the country right now in the Navy, but have they had a chance to see pictures of your new truck? And tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, my daughter, I was able to email her a picture. I got an email response and she said, it's a very pretty truck. my son actually got to watch the YouTube video of me picking the truck up. And he said, "That is a neat truck, Dad." God, he didn't really say much. So my son is a man of few words, even less than I have.
Sometimes if you see something as impressive as the Iwo Jima Memorial on the side of a truck, you don't need many words. It's just really kind of wow, right? Do you kind of wake up every day, walk out there and go, "Is that my truck?"
Yeah, I go out there every day and I look at it and I'm like, what can I polish next to make it look better?
Thinking back to when you got the call that you got the truck and now you have it, what can you say about this opportunity that Dart has provided for you?
I'm actually surprised that they gave me this opportunity because I actually didn't serve in the military.
Tell us about having this opportunity from Dart to be able to climb up in that truck and do what you love each day and to be able to come home and have that sitting in your driveway.
It's a great honor to be able to represent our veterans, to see that in my driveway every day, knowing that I'm out there representing everybody who provided us with the freedoms we have. I just can think of nothing better besides coming home to my family every day.
That's Tom Kearns, the newest member of Dart's military truck fleet. We would like to thank Tom for his time and perspective. Before we go, we would like to once again invite you to share your feedback with us. If there is a topic you would like to hear us cover or you have an idea for a podcast, please let us know. You can use the feedback section at the bottom of the podcast player on the app to send us a note. You'll see a link to an email in the feedback section. Or, if you would like, send us an email to info@podwheelsnetwork.com. We have one last reminder before we go. As the country continues to deal with the COVID-19 national emergency, please remember to follow the recommended steps that will help you stay safe and healthy out there as you do the vital work of keeping the American supply chain moving.